Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ain't that much better? I apologize that I had some technical difficulties yesterday. And I forgot to plug in my mic. I did some work from home and used my home computer had unplugged some things, and when I plugged back up my home computer, I forgot to plug in the mic, and so I apologize for the low reception that you may have gotten. But I believed that God would magnify and amplify and that you wouldn't miss one word. Glory to God. Yes, it's a marvelous, wonderful day in the Lord that we have God in us, that we have God working with us. We have God working through us as us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God for today, which is March 12th, 2024. Welcome to Word for Today. Word for today is love. And we are working on that love every single day. Working on allowing the Holy Spirit to continue to shed abroad in our hearts, the love of God. We give God thanks and praise for it. Glory. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Yes. And we have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. And we love all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am just overjoyed. Because God is God, and because God lives in me, and because God lives in me, God prepares us, even though we don't know it, even though we don't see it. God is already preparing us if we are faithful. I read the scripture today. Faithful and follow the commandments, always using our faith to believe that God is protecting us and God is keeping us and God is watching over us. And when God does all those things and we have ears to hear and receive the word of God from inside us, that the protection of God can cover us. Glory be to God. Oh, saints of God, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Okay. We have been talking about love and we're still talking about love. Loving our friends and our neighbors as we love ourselves. And you know, I like this, as well as we love ourselves, as well as. And we've looked at some scriptures, and today we've been, started this week, looking at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse starting at verse 14. And I'm using two scriptures. I'm only posting the Passion Translation, but I'm reading from the Passion Translation and the New Century Version, just because that's closest to what we, those of us who were raised on the King James, is closest to it. I don't particularly care to read the King James, but that's another story. Let's get back to this one. All right. Now, we did 14, 15, and 16 yesterday. And I'm going to read over those and then start in 17 for us to begin to expound on that. So in verse 14, 15, and 16, it reads in the New Century Version. So I bow in prayer before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit. Strong inwardly. We have to be strong inwardly. That strength that's in us comes from God. The strength that's in us is the Spirit of God that has infused our human spirit and giving us the Spirit of God in us to guide and lead us, to make us strong inwardly. It says, I pray, in that verse 17, I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. Strong in love and be built on love. Glory to God. In our hearts by faith. By faith we believe the Holy Spirit of God is in us. And the Holy Spirit of God in us is giving us love. The love of God is guiding, directing us by that love. Hallelujah. Now, let's read over in the Passion Translation, and that reads 14, 15, and 16. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that God will unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Sink your teeth into this. Sink your teeth into this. Chew on this. That God, the Father of every father, mother, and child, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray, this is Paul talking and saying, I pray for you also that God would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his presence that's with you. And his favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being. Glory. Floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. That the power of God that is in us that gives us the power to do all things. Through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We can do all things. So we must grab on to this and continue in this and know that God is giving us all things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, verse 17, it says, then by constantly using your faith. I'll say that again. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Jesus will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Glory. This is meat. Ooh, there's some babies on here. You're choking right now. Because it says then, now that you understand that God, that I'm praying for you, that God will unveil his presence in you, his favor that is with you, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being, that his divine might and explosive power becomes real in your life. Then, by constantly using your faith, by constantly staying in faith, using your faith, believing God, believing Jesus as your hope, realizing that the Christ is deep in you with through the Holy Spirit, that the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, the life of Christ will be released. See, this is what we're walking for. This is how we're walking. This is why we're studying. This is why we are praying for the life of Christ to be released deep inside of, because God is in you for you. First of all, for you, to heal you, to bring you out of the depths of depression, to bring you out of the depths of terrible thoughts that would come against you, to bring you out of the depths of emotions that would crowd your thinking and crowd you from doing the things that God has set your hands to do, that the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. God in you, for you. God in you, for you, to change you, to heal you, wow, to empower you, to do all that you can think and imagine, divinely think and imagine, the God-given imagination that God has given us to think of things that will further you, think of things that will prosper you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. But all those other things have to come first, because if you get the financial and you're not mature emotionally, you're not mature mentally, you're not mature, and you're not mature, you're going to lose it all. You have to be mature. So we want the life of Christ to be released deep inside of us, and the resting place of his love. The resting place of the love of Jesus that comes through Jesus from God would find a resting place in us and become the very source and root of our lives. The very source, the source of what we get, excuse me, the very source of our nourishment, the very source of our existence, the very source of what we need to feed on, and the root, the root of our life, the love of God, God's love, is the source and root of our lives. This is where we're striving to get to live from that source and that root. And the closer we get to that, the more we study, the more we look at, the more we read it, the more we meditate on it, it becomes more and more real to us, changing the things in our lives, changing everything, and causing us to prosper in every way we can think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture that says that God gives us witty inventions. God has given many of you witty inventions that you have not moved on. That you have not taken the time to find out, how do I do this? How do I make this come? Because you want somebody else to do it, but nobody else is going to do it. But you, you have to do it. You have to move on it. You have to decide that I am going to do what God has given me in my mind, what the inventions that God has given me. I am going to move forward on them. And listen to God and how, what God tells me to do and how to do it. I am going to move on stepping out and beginning to love the Lord first of all, then love myself. I love myself. Not selfishly, but I love myself because God loves me. And because God loves me, I love me. And because I love me, I can love my neighbor and my friends as well as I love myself. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says, then by constantly using your faith, constantly. You know what that means? That means to continually, every day, every hour, every minute, to consistently, all the time, use your faith. Use your faith for every single thing. For the phone call you got to make. Use your faith. Believe God that this is going to go well. And I know it is, because God is with me. God is in me. God will speak for me. But I have to open my mouth. You got to dial the numbers. And you have to open your mouth for God to do that. But in faith, if you're constantly using your faith, I'm constantly using my faith for everything in my life. Constantly. You know, that's the key, consistently, to consistently do something. You know, and we use it all the time. You know, football players, most football players, by the time they get to the NFL, been playing football all their lives. Since they were young, very young children, 6, 7, some of them younger. They've been playing football all that time. Basketball players, the same thing. Baseball players, the same thing. They've been playing that sport all their lives. Pianists. Most of them have been doing that all their lives. Guitar players, been doing that. Drummers, been doing that. It's consistency, consistency, consistency. People who delve in language, they've been doing it all their lives. Since as young as they can remember, they had a drawing to different languages and they began to learn them and speak them. Everything that someone does well is something that they do consistently. We want to live well and live in the kingdom of God. And the only way we're going to do that is consistently. Being consistent in our faith. Consistently living by faith. It says that the righteous live by faith. We have to consistently live by faith every single day. Hour, every single minute, second, we live by faith, and we continue to do that so that the life of Christ will be released deep inside of us. The life of Christ released deep inside of us. Think about that. meditate on it. Think about the life of Christ being released deep inside of us, going up out of the depths. Woo, Jesus, coming up. The fullness of the love of God being released deep inside of us, resting, that love finding its resting place and becoming the very source and root of our life. God's love. Let it be. Let it be. So it is. It is so. And so we let it be in our lives. We consistently use our faith. The life of Christ is released deep inside of us. And the love of God has become the very source and root of our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's meditate and be consistent. Let's continue to strive to have the love of God, have the love of Christ released deep inside of us. Whew. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious evening in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.